Just in case you've joined us, you listen to Jazz FM, and it's the Soul Bowl with me, Steve Hobbs, my special guest tonight, Lou Ragland. Lou, that was the Great Lakes Orchestra, didn't I tell you? What sort of things were going on then?
We were in Las Vegas, and they liked big band sounds, and we were doing major showrooms, so we had put together 7 or 8 pieces and was performing. And naturally, if you have a record out, you can make more money, so we went out to RMS Studio and recorded that record there and picked up a couple of people and put it together.
Shortly after that, there was a tape came out. It was a cassette only of you and the Great Lakes Orchestra.
Yeah, we never got to wax on it. It sold so many copies with tapes. We just, you know, how a year ago after you're performing and everything, you don't have time to go to the studio, or you don't have enough time to put all the things together that you need. But that will be coming out on wax, I think, later on this year.
Oh, you've still got the masters.
No doubt about it.
Great. Yes. That's good. And on the casino, on the next one now, the casino label, it says the name The Kingsman Grill appears on there. TKG's name of the track.
Yeah.
And so what was happening around that period then?
Well, we were performing at a club on Kingsman.
That's the street, is it?
Yes.
Oh, I see.
And so that every club that we performed at, we would make a song up for it, you know. When we open up, we play it, and when we close, we play it. We play at the Casablanca, so we have a song called Casablanca. We play it at the Hibachi, we have a song called the Hibachi.
Are you doing a track called The Old Trout soon?
We might, there's no telling. We might make the Steve Hobbs, that's what I think. But last night when I performed, we did come up with the hip joints.
Yeah, that was spontaneous, isn't it?
So that's usually how it works. The guys from the Kinsman Dads band also rehearsed in the club under us. That's where they got their name from, the same street in the
Dads.
Same club.
They became Dads, right?
Yeah, they became Dads. So it was wonderful working in that period of time.
Then came, as far as the collectors over here are concerned, the big one, really, the Love Moods mini LP or EP, or call it what you will.
Yeah.
People would give a whole week's wages for a copy of that.
Well, we'll have to correct that and get some copies over here.
Yes, I've been playing this track for the last few weeks, saying it's going to get reissued, repressed. Let's just hear the big track first of all, Making Love, and then you can tell us a bit about what's actually going to happen there with the record deal.
All right.
Thank you. to come around.
Superb tune, Making Love, Lou Ragland. So that's going to finally get reissued, is it, Lou?
Yes, it is. It's going to be on a full album. That was a mini EP at first. We were touring so much that we didn't have a chance to really complete it. So what we did was just release what we had. And that happened to be my favorite song also from the album, and a lot of other people in the U.S. said so. So I was surprised that it was big over here.
Oh, we sniff them out over here.
Oh, you do.
From there, you went to a gospel album, another label, Spirit, which I believe, is that yours as well?
Yes, yeah, Spirit part is our Casino. Gospel label. I'm right. From Casino.
This album only had about 500 pressed up, and most of them disappeared off to Japan.
Yeah, then the first 2 weeks, all the ones with my name on them were sold off. It was originally a 28-song package ready for marketing over radio.
You must have a few of these stuffed under the bed somewhere.
I think I'll be able to get some over here now that I know that you want them. And we have quite a few cassettes of them. And we have a compilation where we have an all-star album where I appear on it, along with a couple other people.
There's some dance tracks on the album. The album's called The First Light.
Yes.
Featuring Lou Ragland.
Mm-hmm.
So The First Light is the name of a group, is it?
Yes.
Yeah. Let's have a track from there. This is Thank You, Father. Bit of gospel. Superb. So good, in fact, Ivor Jones are just bursting the studio saying, "What is that?" If Ivor doesn't know that you've made an album, then it must be fairly obscure. Ira?
Well, it was one of the... I promised my mother just before she died that when I got out to California, the first chance that I got, I would do a gospel album. So that was kind of like a dedication. I'm keeping my promise and my word to her, so I did it.
You still got the rights to all that, the masters?
Oh, yes, I surely do.
I don't think you could do very badly if you brought that one out as well. You know?
Oh, yeah, well, we'll get it over here so that we can get it to some of the fans.
1986, so the Primetime Gospel. There's a track, that track there was actually dedicated to Marvin Gaye, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah, we thought about him when we did it.
Look forward to receiving my copy of that soon. Lou, thanks very much indeed.
Oh, you definitely get it.
You've turned producer, you're doing some writing for other people. Bill Spoon's one of the names that crops up. That's quite big at the moment, the track Kickback, you wrote that.
Oh, yes. Co-wrote it with him in...
There's another nice track on the album as well, which the name just escapes me at the moment, which is you wrote, which is good. You played on his Love Is On The Way.
Yeah, I played guitar on that particular.
How many instruments do you play, incidentally?
Oh, I guess about six or seven. Mostly all the rhythm, bass, piano, guitar and drums and saxophone, flute, clarinet, because that's what I started off on, is clarinet. After the tuba, I mean, I played the tuba for 2 weeks, that was it. So I don't want this big thing.
I can't think of many soul tracks with tubas in them.
You got that right.
Now, the next track we're going to play a little bit of, this is one of your first goes at producing other people.
Oh, yeah, this was my first opportunity since I had been in Vegas to produce somebody that was not in a group of mine, and this is a Bobby Jones track.
He's there's quite a following for him over here as well.
I just found it out. I ran across so many songs, and I can't hardly wait to get back to tell him about it.
You tell him. Where's he from, Cleveland as well?
No, he's from Chicago.
Chicago.
Yeah, he's
get
up
in,
with Lou Rawls and all that.
Yeah.
Listen, I'd like for you to send this track out to Michael. He's up at Hatfield Polytech, and I just want to let him know he can go home now because I'm out of his room.
Bobby Jones, just for you. With that one, Lou?
I sure am.
And have you got many other things in the can, many other projects going at the moment, producing-wise?
Oh, I sure do. I'm working with my daughter, and we'll be doing some duets of some of the things that I had previously.
Well, what's her name?
And her name is Cosetta.
Cosetta.
Yeah.
Cosetta Raglan.
That's right. She'll be coming out. And I'm doing something with Bobby Jones. And we're doing a complete album. So this is just the first part of it.
Excellent. Look forward to that.
Yeah. We're hopefully going to start a branch office over here in the UK of Casino Records. So it'll be easy to get the product.
Oh, I'm pleased to hear that.
Yeah.
We're going to finish with... Well, presumably it's going to be a single, is it?
No, this will be an album. 10 or 11 songs.
And this next track, we're going to play a track shortly called Romancing You. That's just an album track, is it?
Yes.
It's one of the things you did last night. This is on your current repertoire.
Oh, yes, it is. It's the title tune of the album also.
We're going to play it on that. Well, thanks, Lou, very much indeed for coming over and talking to us.
My pleasure.
You've given a lot of people a lot of pleasure since you've been over here. And it looks like it won't be very long before you're back over again with the Casino Roadshow or whatever.
Well, I hope you don't keep me away.
Okay, we're going to play out now with Romancing You.
I don't need a fanfare, and I don't need a crowd. I get so excited just to have you around. I don't mean to take all your time telling you all these things. I just want to let you know.
Brand new from Lou Ragland, Romancing You. What a smashing guy. Next week, incidentally, live on the Soul Bowl, Steve Davis. So that should be quite an interesting program. Steve will be playing some of his favourites. Just in case you didn't know, he's even crazier about soul music than I am. So look forward to that next week. How do we follow a Lou Ragland interview? Very difficult, but I think I may just have the track to do it. This is going to be massive.